this. Well, your mind gets worried when your shoes get thin. Don't know where you're going, but you do know where you've been. You walk on, a walk on, a walk on, a walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Now there's so many people happy, can't get used to happiness. Anything is true, happiness not for me, I guess. I walk on, I walk on, I walk on, I walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way. Want to try, baby? Use us being together if we can't get along. I walk on, I walk on, I walk on, I walk on, I walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Told me, she said, hey son, blues gonna get you, no use to try and run. Just walk on, oh walk on, oh walk on, oh walk on, walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Let me play the slide. Shoes get thin. Don't know where you're going, but you do know where you've been. You walk on, oh walk on,
walk on,
oh walk on,
walk on,
oh walk on,
walk on.
I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back.
We have time for a couple more, and it's a good tease to do this for 45 minutes or so, and then make way for, it's always fun to play here on the Creekside stage and be playing your set and say, wow, a lot of people are showing up, and it's always because of what's up next, you know. Now, I know there's some, what, it's the, is it Mandomania? Is that the one that's going to happen here? And you're part of that, aren't you?
I'm afraid so.
Yeah, James is going to turn into a mando monster and at the crack of noon here.
There are a lot of mandolins to hide behind. That's all I got to say.
So David has, geez, you win the award for playing the most instruments here at the Plexiglass Workshop. The shaker, the harmonica, the banjo, and of course the good old slide guitar. So here's a Stag Lee song and the Jew's harp. We forgot that. That's five. Five. Count them. Five.
Whoa. Let's play Stagger Lee, because that's a great song, and we haven't tried it before, and it might be kind of fun.
Absolutely.
Pace about like this, not too fast, so you get tuned in. This is a true story. Happened in St. Louis in 1903. Saw the newspaper. There's a newspaper article that the folklorist found of the actual killing there. He shot him because he stole his hat, but I understand that.
Where is that hat now? That's what I want
to know.